Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So what day is it? It is Monday. Welcome to another episode of Good Mood Monday with Miss Lex. That's me. So happy Monday, guys. Happy Monday. How are you? How was your weekend? I hope you had an amazing weekend. I hope that, you got to relax a little bit, or if you didn't, you were at least productive. You know, that's the whole goal as we trust the process, as we continue to become and experience life according to His will and who we're called to be. So I just, of course, wanted to stop by on this Good Mood Monday, on this Monday, to just say, I hope that you have a great day on purpose. I understand that life is lifing. Prior to me getting on this podcast this Monday morning, or evening or afternoon, wherever you are, like for me, when I got my day started, I was in tears. You know, it was a lot going on, and it's nothing to discuss because the Most High is working it out. However, I wanted to stop by on here to encourage you while I am going through those things that have me feeling like, all right, Father, you sure about this? You know, so I wanted to encourage you today to trust the process. And also, it's time to get in your place with your Creator. It is time to call out to Him. It's time to speak in your prayer language. It is time to get on your face. And it's time to really make sure that your relationship with the Most High is in a position where it's supposed to be, because it's not the time to just make fast decisions. It's not the time to just move off of emotions. It is time to really be serious about life. I mean, you're listening to me because you want to win. So, sis, as we have this conversation, I'm trying to let you know the importance of, I'm not trying, I'm letting you know the importance of getting serious. How bad do you want to see the change in your life? Or how bad do you want to get to the next level in your life? Because we spend so much time talking about the things that don't matter, and we don't spend enough time on the things that do matter. So I encourage you on this Monday to start your week off so productive that by the time Friday gets here, you're like, oh yeah, I'm ready for this thing. And this is the challenge. It doesn't matter what life brings you. Whatever life brings you, you have to understand that that's no excuse to not keep going. That's what separates you from the ordinary people, is that you keep going regardless. This is a hack. This is such a life hack. This is not one that we're going to discuss in her class, but this is one that will keep you going. I don't give y'all just a little bit of information. I'm telling you the things that actually work. And now that I have spent enough time like going through it, I want to share it. It's time to go. Like, how bad do you want to see change in your life? How bad do you want to live that life that you were called to live? So I encourage you on this Good Mood Monday to shake that thing and get your schedule in order. Start to write down the things that you need to get done this week so that you can have the most productive week ever. Okay? We don't want to say, oh, well, we ain't have time. You got plenty of time. What separates you from the people that are doing the thing that they're called to do is that they learned how to manage their time. So I say all this to say, Let's go. No excuses. If you're following me on all of the social media platforms, today I'm listening to my gospel music. It is a gospel music winning Monday for me. And it's probably going to be that for a while. Like, of course, I love my Southern soul. Like, I love music in general. However, the reason that I like old school gospel is because it allowed a lot of the songs were written in a form of poetry. And one of my favorites right now was Order My Steps, because I'm in a place where I'm basically about to be on another bridge. You know, that gap right between your where you just got, but now it's time to go somewhere else. If that's you today, I encourage you to listen to that song, because that song right there gonna balance you back out. And or if you are a sister in the kingdom of God, I do encourage you to get in your word as I always do and listen to your gospel music. And it's time to fast, sis. We about to go into a new year. It is no reason for you to not get with your creator and fast. The Bible says fasting and prayer. They want to get rid of that word fasting, but it exists for a reason, because fasting is actually opening yourself up to be poured into. We always get so caught up on what it does to us as in the mental, because basically the only reason you ain't fasting is because in your mind you think that God gonna allow something bad to happen to you while you're consecrated before him. Make that make sense? Let's be real over here. So I say this to say, I encourage you to get your fasting on. I'm not going to tell you how to fast. Get in your word and learn how to fast. That's how you learn. Don't learn from other people, because that's what got so many of us jacked up now. We've been listening to old remedies. We've been listening to older people talk our head off. We've been listening to people that don't even know what they're talking about. And the Bible tells us exactly who and what we're supposed to be doing. So I encourage you today to get into your word, sis. Don't just take my word for it. Read your word for yourself. Study to show yourself approved. Okay? And that's not just in the essence of, you know, just reading. It's making sure that you read the word and apply it to your life. You know, I'm going to be very transparent, as I generally am. However, I don't like to share too prematurely. Eventually, you'll hear about it, because the Most High will say, all right, daughter, it's time to share. But I will say this much, is that I've been sharing about keep going regardless of what's going on. So I get on here to encourage you that I'm experiencing life, and it's life and life and life and over here. Okay? Your girl been doing a lot of stuff that you're not seeing on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, you know, podcasting everywhere. You know, you're not seeing that side. However, you're seeing me show up. And that's why I show up, to encourage you that you got to show up for you today. What is stopping you from continuing to invest in you so that you can become the version that God has created you to come? You know what he's called you to be. He might have called you to be an artist. You're supposed to be selling pictures to hospitals or selling pictures to museums. You don't have to die for your art to sell. Get your butt up and sell it now. Maybe your print is going to be the logo of a company that will pay you for a lifetime. But the only way you're going to be able to discover that thing is if you start doing that thing. So I encourage you, if you want more encouragement, if you want to dig deep into those things that you got to clean up so that you can catapult to the next level, I encourage you to get in her class today. Okay, it is time to register. The price is going up today. We are done with the major discount. However, if you want it bad enough, you're going to invest in yourself. Just like you bought that Coach bag, just like you bought that Louis, you said, oh, I got to get a Louis on the shelf. Like I said, my friends over here, we ain't broke. We just broken in different areas in our life, and it's keeping us stuck. So it's time to go. If you don't work with me, I hope that you get into somebody's class, because the people that have gone before us went before us because that's what God called them to do so that we can catapult into the next level. I'm hype. That's why I'm understanding the process. God allows you to go through things sometimes because it definitely puts a light to the fire. It definitely pushes you forward. So I encourage you on this Good Mood Monday to make no excuses. Get in your word, talk to your creator, and listen to some music, pray and worship, and get in a plan. Put it together. It's time to go. No more excuses. 2024, we what? We want more. So it is time to go and it is time to get it. I'm about to get off of here because I have a lot to do today. The way my morning started off today made me want to go into a hole and just stay there. But the Heavenly Father has removed me from my pit, so it does not matter what comes in my life, just like it does not matter what comes in your life. I include myself in this so you can understand that I'm not on a pedestal. My story is just before you. That's the thing. Everybody think they want to be in front of the camera or think they want to be behind the mic. But what you fail to understand is that my story is more public than I want it to be because I'm a very private individual. However, the Most High allowed me to experience these things so that I can help you get through. So then you, once you get through, you can help somebody else because we're supposed to keep delivering this thing. That's why God, this is the thing about the kingdom of God, and I feel as if his presence is with me right now, because think about this thing. He gave us his word. He gave us stories of real people, of a real lineage, of a real historic family that the word teaches us through so that we know his word is still living. We are supposed to trust him like they trusted him before. It ain't no such thing as, oh, well, it ain't like back then. Excuse me, my God said that he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So if Abraham only had faith of a mustard seed, and then of course it expanded into a tree based off of the experiences that he went through, who are we not to call on the Most High the way they did? He's the same God. It's just if you're so distracted by the things that the television or the radio is putting before you, then of course you're not going to hear his voice when he speaks. So that's why I encourage you today on this Good Mood Monday to put your plate down. You may not start today. You might gotta ref yourself up, drink some water, prepare your body. If you're not going fast yet, I ask that you start to eat properly. This is for me too, y'all. This is not just for you. It is definitely for me on the replay. Why? Because it's time out for us making excuses on the things that he has given us under our control to create and to alter so that we can live a fulfilled life. Aren't you tired of being sick and tired? Aren't you tired of when something happens, because something happened, you stop happening? Those days are dead. It is 2024. Like, I just heard there's some things going on. Like, you got people that are running around with chainsaws and everything else. And to me, it makes no sense that you don't think that it's necessary to get in your word today. It's absolutely necessary to get in your word today. But yeah, it's time for me to go finish mothering. But I wanted to stop by here to encourage you, sister, that you got this thing. But you got to put your big girl panties on if you're going to get through this thing. You can't be running around whining and letting everybody see you suffer. People are celebrating off of you suffering. What you're supposed to do is show up in that room and not bin. What you're supposed to do is show up in that room and be the light. Yeah, God's children are strong. Why? Because we know that our daddy is strong. The stronger your parents, the more that your parents took care of you, the more that your parents was present, the stronger and the more confident and bolder you were. So I encourage you today to know who your father is if you don't know what you're going to do in this circumstance. And or you have everything that it takes and you're ready to take off now, but fear because you don't know who you are because of all the hurt and harm, you're stuck. So I'm going to leave it there, but I inspire you to join me in her class come January 15th because it's going down regardless. And it might be at a fun place. I don't know what I'm about to do on the 15th. However, I know I will be in that class. And because it is on a Sunday, we're going to have brunch. You can have brunch with me virtually. Okay? So I look forward to seeing you in her class. Make sure you share, like, and subscribe to the podcast that you're listening to. And or if you are listening to this off of When With Miss Lex, be sure to share this website. Why? Because it's time for us ladies to win. Just because you're a mom, just because you're a wife, just because you're single, just because your heart been broken, just because you going through things don't mean that you're supposed to stay there. You got to keep going regardless. Because if you keep staying there when you get hurt or when a stumbling block comes, then you ain't going to never grow. So that's it for me today. I pray that you have a good day on purpose. No excuses, no gossiping, no talking about nobody. I have to say it right after because we always get it twisted. That's what gossip is. We ain't talking about people today. We're going to pray for somebody. Pray for the person in front of you. Pray for the person behind you. Smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. And I encourage you today to be the best version of yourself today. Make sure that you win on purpose, okay? No excuses. And I thank you for listening. And until next time, I pray that you have a great day on purpose. Good day.